Turn to Matthew 25. And Jesus, we say today, have we told you today we love you? We love you with all of our hearts. I told this story a couple of nights ago that in my house, of course, I have a picture of my husband, Benny, and my children and my grandchildren. I have a picture of the Lord, and I always put worship on at night because I always know that within several hours, God's going to call me down to spend that time with him. Because like I said, if you want God to show up for you in public, you have to show up for him in private. If you want him to show up for you in public, you show up for him in private. So I always turn and I say, good night, Benny, wherever you are around the world, because I can't keep up with him. Good night, Jessica and Michael and little Theo and little baby, Benny Jr. Good night, Joshua and Tasha and Alicia. And I have a picture of the Lord. And I say, good night, Jesus. I said, I'll see you in a couple of hours. How many know that Jesus is a person? The Lord is a person. The Lord is a person, and he's coming for a glorified bride that is holy. Is holy, and he's calling for a people to come back to a place of holiness. Like Ron said, to represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I thank God for my English heritage, where I understand royalty, where I understand kings and queens, because when you're in the presence of a king in the natural, you bow, you come before him. You don't come in just smacking your gum like, nice to meet you. I tell our people in our church, in our prayer meetings, I don't mind you having gum to refresh your breath for 5-10 minutes, but this is church. This is not the movie house. And I thank God that I was brought up in holiness. As a preacher's kid, it only took twice, Pastor Steve and Ron, for my dad to be preaching at the age of 11. I remember I was so happy I got to sit over in Orlando with the young people. And I remember somebody passed a note. And somehow I was in the middle of the note passing, but I was not involved in it, but I still had to pass it. And my dad said, Suzanne? Said, yes, sir. And then the next year at age 12, I remember I was sitting on the back row of my father's church, and the church was starting to grow. And again, for some reason, the kids started talking in the back row. And my dad was preaching on the book of Revelation. He said, excuse me. And he walks down the stairs, walks all the way to the back row, takes me by the hand, and walks me down and puts me on the front row. It only needed to happen twice. But I know the reverence of God. I know the reverence of God. And when we realize how holy he is and who he really is, we want to be our best and represent him right. Not just for the kingdom of God, but for the lost world out there that needs to come to know him as Lord and Savior. Because he died for all the nations. Every nation of the world he died for. And he's coming back. So Matthew 25. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Means they were busy just caring about their business. They weren't taking time to be in the presence of the Lord. They weren't taking time to be in the Word, to not forsake the assembling of themselves, coming into the local church under a local pastor, which the Bible says that we have to have a covering and a local pastor. And they were just doing what they want. But the 5 took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and they slept. It's sad how much and how many people in the body of Christ have been sleeping. They have not been on their post. They have not been interceding. They have not been pressing through. We'll get up when we want to get up, Lord, we'll show, if you wake us up at 3, we'll say, yeah, is it okay if we get up at 8? Because we need 4 hours more sleep. When God says, get up, I need your romance, I need your dance, you get up and you romance and you give him what he needs and what he wants from you. Because when you're in a relationship where there's intimacy with your husband or your wife, if you want to find out what they want, what they desire, in order to keep that romance and to keep that relationship strong. I was married August the 4th for 30 years, people. And when you've been married for 30 years, trust me, and at the age of 50, I got married at 20. At the age of 50, trust me, I still write my husband cards and leave it on the pillow. I still put cards in his suitcase. I still send him things and send things to my kids because I want him to know that he is the one that God has given me on this earth. Now, if we prepare that much in the natural for our spouse, and if God is daily preparing for his bride on a daily basis, how much more should we daily be preparing ourselves for him? To say, I'm sorry, I can't go to the lunch today because I haven't spent time with my Lord and the lover of my soul. He is preparing himself today for me. I've got to be in his word. I've got to be at his feet. I've got to be in that place of worship. I've got to be in that place behind the veil, ministering to him so that I can be in him and he can be in me. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should be not enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Let me tell you, Church of God, the King is coming soon. The King is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon, and these people in the body of Christ that are teaching that there is no rapture, they need to read this book all over again. Because Jesus says that he's coming in a twinkling of an eye. And in Sunday school, we learned a song, running over, my cup is full and running over. Since the Lord saved me, I'm as happy as can be. My cup is full and running over. Now, is your cup full and running over? Or when the Lord comes, are you going to say, I need some oil? And it's just going to be just like this, church. Everybody arise. Stand on your feet. Ready? I need the music. I need the music. The tape. Clean, church. Is it spotless, without a wrinkle? Or are you going to say, there's dirt because I've been watching and I've been in the world. I've not been totally committed and saturated in him. I've not totally surrendered my life totally to him. Because on that day when the door is shut, there's no time for oil. Is your cup full and running over? Is your cup full? Or is your cup empty? Is your cup empty, Church of God? Because you have not been in prayer. You have not been seeking him. You have not been in intercession. When he says get up at 3, you say, I'll get up when I feel like it. It's okay for me, Lord, to just do what I want. God says, my sons and daughters know my voice. Is he going to say, well done, like he's going to say to Pastor Steve and Sandra and Ron Canole, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Or is he going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. But Lord, I prophesied in your name. I healed the sick in your name. I cast out devils in your name. And he says, yes, you've got the giftings, but you don't have the fruits of the Spirit. You didn't take time to develop those fruits and come before me and be cleansed by my blood. Today, if you say, my cup is not full and running over, if he came right now and the trumpet were to blow right now, I would have to say, my vessel is empty. It is not full. Maybe it's half full. That's not good enough. Because you'll have to say, let me borrow some. Give me some. But when God shuts the door, it's too late, church. It's too late. We do not know the day or the hour. We do not know the day or the hour when the Son of God will come. It could be before the end of the service. God is saying now, if you do not have your cup running over full of oil and you say, I backslid from the Lord. I need to give Jesus my life. I've been doing things I shouldn't have been doing. I've been living with my boyfriend and I have not been living according to the word of God. I've been living lifestyles that are contrary to what this book said is allowed. That I want you to come forward so God can fill your cup full and running over right now. Full and running over right now. Full and running over. Full and running over. If we can have the worship team come back and sing the song, All to Jesus, I Surrender. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. If that is anybody here today that says, my cup is not full and running over. What happened today was the final call and the trumpet were to blow and I wouldn't be able to hold my cup full of oil because it's not full. I have not been praying. I have not been seeking the Lord. I go to church on Easter or Christmas or when I feel like it, but I am not fully committed to God. And today I'm saying, Lord, I want you to have everything of me. Then again, I want you to come forward as they sing, I surrender all. Oh. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to him, I freely give. Hallelujah.